Welcome everybody back to Friar Talk. Going live. I haven't been live in a while. Isaac and Chase did go live last weekend, but going live today, kind of just talking about where the putters are at. I believe we're 16 days until the series in Korea, the Seoul series. So it's getting close, man. It's getting real close. And even though, you know, today we're talking about are the putters in big trouble. I'm not gonna lie to you, Isaac. I'm pumped for baseball to start again. I feel like ending your day watching some baseball is like really nice. So I'm excited to be doing that again. But with that said, there are some serious question marks about this Padres team and about, you know, them trying to compete for a playoff spot. And it's definitely warranted. And you look at this roster and you're just kind of concerned overall. What are you thinking right now? Like heading into the season, we got a couple weeks until it starts. Where's your mind at right now? I know we talked about Brandon Belt, Tommy Pham, you know, potential additions. Potters haven't really added anything. Now they do have a bunch of different pitchers, a lot of young controllable pitchers, which I think is really promising, but the lineup is clearly lacking. So where are you at right now, Isaac?
I'm excited for baseball. I'll say I'm excited for baseball. I'm excited to watch the Phillies. I'm excited to watch the Braves, the Orioles, those kind of the Yankees, I guess you could say. I'm excited to watch those teams. I don't know how excited I am to watch the Padres. That's just being completely honest. I am very frustrated with the direction of them right now. I mean, it's just very annoying to see, like, you know, in 2024, it's a record season as far as season tickets go. Season ticket sales are through the roof. 2023 did not go as planned. And instead of trying to make up for 2023, the failure that it was, not only to the team, but to us fans who were showing every day, day in, day out, weekday games, night games, all of them, despite having to work or do whatever it is the next day. Now they're cutting costs and not trying to make up for it, despite our continued loyalty to the team where, again, ticket sales are through the roof. You're charging $100 tickets to go watch the Dodgers in a May game to sit nosebleeds. To me, that doesn't, whatever this business model or whatever it is, it's not good to me. I hate it. I hate that they're charging more and they're having this amount of volume when it comes to sales, and I don't feel like we're being reimbursed for it. I don't think we're being treated fair when it comes to the on-field product is not worthy of what they're charging, is what I'm thinking, right? And last year when prices went up, hey, that's fine. Like, you got Soto, you got Bogaerts to add with Tatis and Machado and Cronenworth and Kim. You went out and you got Lugo and Waka, ended up being two great additions. You already had Musgrove, Snell. You extended Darvish. You extended Suarez. You extended Martinez. You did so much, and you had Josh Hader for another year. Dude, yeah, raise those ticket prices. We'll still show up because we think that this could be a 90-win team, 90-plus wins. Now, that didn't happen. For those who don't know, the team with the longest drought of having 90-win seasons is your San Diego Padres. I don't think it's happening this year either. We're projected to be an 81-win team. Who'd they add today? Brad Miller? He doesn't add a win. He probably takes away a win. So it's just very frustrating knowing that the season starts in 15 days, March 20th or 21st, whatever it is, against the Dodgers. Now, the good thing about the back end of the rotation is that it doesn't have to be filled until like April, right? But dude, why are you waiting? There's no point of waiting. Like, I don't understand the point of waiting. You still need a lefty arm. Your fifth spot's down to what? I think right now the fourth spot's solidified by Brito. Your fifth spot's up to Vasquez, Avila, and Waldron? Let's be real. Super real here. They suck. Avila's gotten rocked in spring training, like destroyed. No, I don't think that'll go.
I was going to say, do you value that though?
Yeah. I don't know how much I value that. I really don't know how much I value that. I don't know what it is. I don't know if he's working on stuff or he's just leaving pitches leaking. But Vasquez, I think Vasquez is good. And Waldron had a small stint last year, but I wasn't very impressed with what I saw, and you don't really have anyone else beyond that. So what are we doing? Just waiting. Montgomery's still out there. Snell's still out there. There's guys still out there that can help you, whether it be righty or lefty at this point. I'm getting desperate. But no, I'm of course I'm excited for baseball to be back. I've been dying for baseball to be back. I want to watch Fernando, Manny, Xander, Crony, Ha-Seong Kim, you know, the guys that I think, or Luis Camposano as well, the guys that I think are good baseball players. But I'm not very excited to see what this season ends up being after already a very underwhelming season, in a season where you're expected to bounce back and be a playoff team and make a playoff run, where we were promised that whatever happens with Juan Soto, if we trade him, which we ended up doing, that money would be invested back into the team. I don't know of any ways that that money has been. I'm trying to think off the top of my head how that money has been invested towards the team, and I really can't think of any positive ways that that money's gone toward back into the team. So it's very frustrating to see what's going on. I don't like this whole. It's not the same as the old Padres. I'll say that. I don't really care, though. I don't care about the old Padres. I'm not watching the old Padres. People, I hate that argument when people say, like, guys, like, we got to be grateful for what we have. Think about, you know, the 2000s and the 2010s, how little we spent, or how we were excited for bum prospects. Dude, we're not watching those teams anymore. Those games, did any of those games ever sell out? If I could remember correctly, you got to go to free Padre games for 5 games up until they won or something like that. That was like some sort of deal. Do we see that happening right now? No, they're selling. It's record selling tickets. This is the most the Padres have ever sold. And that's why the comparisons suck, because you're not being given the discount that you were given when they were a horrendous team. You're being sold as if you're watching the Dodgers. You're being sold as if you're watching the Yankees. You're not being sold as if you're watching those Padres. So I'm going to be not confident in this team until they decide to go out there and sign some more names.
Yeah, and it's true. And you look in the comments right here, Goofball said right here, I feel like we needed a guy like Jock Peterson or something. Dude, we've been saying that, man. And there's even someone out there right now that would drastically improve this team's offense in Brandon Belt. Why? Because you only have him hit against righties. And if you do that, your lineup gets that much better. Isaac, you sent that tweet earlier. Dude, that is something. I'm going to try to pull it up real quick for everyone watching. So give me a minute here. But Isaac sent a tweet about just basically how insanely good Brandon Belt was against right-handed pitchers. Here we go. I'm going to get this up in a second here. But it's like, dude, you can add. Like, there's little things you can do to add. We were talking about they need to go and add Garrett Cooper. Why? Because Garrett Cooper's like, he's a good first baseman. And something I'm going to do, and I thought about this earlier today. I didn't have any chance to look it up. I'm going to go and look up in AJ Preller's tenure what the average first baseman has produced for the Padres. Because think about it. My guess would be that first base is on average the highest offensive numbers per position, right? Like that's the highest.
At least it should be one of the top four. Realistically, your top guys should be like your corner guys. So yeah, I would agree. It should be your top four. And if I'm correct, the top first baseman in AJ Preller's tenure, probably Yonder Alonso.
I think Hosmer. I honestly think it might be Hosmer.
It might be. I mean, I wouldn't.
Like
I
one
wouldn't
year where it. He was. Decent, you know, like he had it was more because it was always more about the fielding with Haas too. Not sure. Like the bat was great. It was like the ground ball rate more. You know it what was, I mean?
Like, I mean, like, yeah, his bat was like middle of like if he was a middle infielder or a center fielder, yeah, that bat would project well. But as a first baseman, we needed more power. And you look at the stat like against right-handed pitching, a guy like Brandon Belt. I mean, I'm not expecting him to have another 146 WRC plus against righties. Absolutely not. I think that's unreasonable to expect. However, if you get like a one.
I think it's not unreasonable. That's what he always does, dude.
Yeah. That's the thing is he's consistent, right? And hey, if he does that, fantastic, right? And if you plug him in and he even has a 110 or 120 WRC plus, what other lefty in the lineup is projected to get you 110 WRC plus minimum?
It's a good one.
I actually just talked about it before we hopped on how Matt shaved. I mean, he looked good to me. Kind of looks like Justin Herbert without the stash.
Justin Herbert. Well, I'm going to grow the stash back. I only did it for, we had this like Italian thing at a restaurant. So we had to all be like mafia members.
That's kind of cool. It was The Sopranos, was like, great show, great show. Dude, now that I've watched it,
it was
all,
like that. It was actually pretty sick.
Yeah, I always like fantasize about like, oh shit, like, oh my bad. I always fantasize like, dang, like I wonder what it. Not that I want to be in the mafia. I don't want to be in the mafia, but I always wonder what it was like. Like, dang, like, what was it like in the old days when mafias were a huge thing? Like what was their real accent? You know, and you go and you watch these guys like. I forgot these guys' name, man, but they're on YouTube and they're pretty famous. And it's kind of cool to see like how they were different from like actual. I mean, they were considered gangs, Italian gangs, I guess you could say. But I am so sorry I got off topic. But that is a cool thing.
It is. I feel like everyone likes Italian mafia shit.
Yeah, especially when one of the best shows ever is about the mob in The Sopranos.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's see. I want to see. So, everyone listening right now. Ask some questions. If you guys got some questions about this team, we're going to start running through them. Now, FitCheck asked earlier, do you guys think that, and if God forbid, we end up in last place, we sell the whole team? I don't think there's any way to speculate on selling the team. Because I also wonder, I don't know what the move is. Like, they could sell the team and just they might, you know? But nothing's been directed towards that. I would guess that Peter Seidler's family remains owning the Padres, right? But I don't know. I don't think that really has anything to do with it, like how they perform this year. Maybe. Do you have any thoughts? I honestly have I have no idea on that.
No. I mean, if we're having speculations about this stuff, no, I would say they probably wouldn't sell the team. I mean, who would buy them, right? I don't really know who'd want to buy. Especially if they suck again this year. Yeah, I'm not sure. But this is all just speculation. This is all just something that will have to be discussed at the end. And I mean, someone might have to buy because I don't think Eric Kusenda is going to be a permanent guy. Or I don't know, whoever the agency is that owns us now. I don't know what's going to happen there. So maybe someone will be a buyer. I was just going to ask what that new... Oh, it's a Star Wars poster. I knew the Section 80 one. I didn't know it was a Star Wars poster. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what to make of what would happen this year if they weren't a good team. I don't expect them to finish behind the Rockies. Then again, I didn't expect them to finish behind the Diamondbacks last year. I'm pretty sure they finished ahead of the Giants. Don't quote me on that. But there's a Graham Pauly question. Matt, I don't know if you mind highlighting it. I would, but I can't.
Yeah,
Graham
Pauly, that's a good question.
Yeah, Graham Pauly over 1,000 OPS in spring, 2 hits against MLB pitchers today. Does he make the team over Eggy or Batten? I think he should. I think when you look at those guys, maybe not over Eggy, just because, I mean, Eggy's been up in the big leagues before. I don't know how he's hitting right now, but I think Eggy could be a good bench bat. Batten, though, I don't feel like Batten provides any upside. We have too many infielders. I don't really like Batten at all. So to see Graham Pauly being able to do this, and he's done this in the minors, he's a good power bat. And then you look at the need of lefties, right? And you're like, well, shoot, it just makes so much sense to at least have this guy on the bench for rotational purposes or platoon purposes. It does make some sense. And this is such this is so similar to the mold of 2022 where you were hoping for not even hoping, you were just getting random stints of Nomar Mazara has been hot for 2 weeks. Jorge Alfaro has been hot for a few weeks. And you get those random guys that carried the offense. Jerickson Profar at one point, it was super weird. Trent Grisham in the playoffs, it was super weird, but that's kind of what you're banking on right now if you're a Padre fan.
Dude, yeah. No, that's actually true to think about. It's pretty funny how that's also just baseball too. You know, baseball is just it's so up and down. And you look at year to year numbers. I don't know if you guys saw this, Isaac, I think I sent this to you, but when the, when they sent a, someone posted, it might've been Bleacher Report posted a top 10 third baseman, and Arenado was 7 and Manny was 6. And it's dude, a year ago, wasn't, cause Manny was top 10 MVP. Wasn't
we were Arenado second and third in MVP voting.
It's Really, they've fallen to that far down the list? I don't think so, guys.
And yeah, go ahead, Matt.
I was just thinking like how up and down baseball is like that. And that is what you're hoping for right now for the Padres. But the thing is, and I saw this comment earlier, I'm going to find it again. The thing is it's about the depth. Yeah, this is what Goofball said. He said, we're like one injury away from being out of contention. Like, we don't have any depth. Dude, that's the thing. Like, no one goes in the season like, well, let's say, and obviously you don't want this to happen, let's say Darvish goes down or Musgrove go down or they both go down. You're completely cooked. Like, your season's done if that happens.
Yeah.
So it's like, especially with the starting pitching and like not having a lot of veterans there, where it's like, I think people get too, not that it's too excited, like, because you should be excited about young players, like 100%. But you need to have, and we talked about this when we talked about Jackson Merrill, and we're like, dude, Jackson Merrill having the 720 OPS would be crazy.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good. A
great thing. Like, mm-hmm. People talk about him like, oh, dude, this guy's going to come up here and he's going to come up here and post something crazy.
I don't know who it was. I don't know if you're watching, but please don't compare Jackson Merrill to Fernando Tatis ever again. That was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. No, Matt, I think you're right. There's a lot of high expectations being put on a guy that's still super young. And I said it in that video. Not everyone is Fernando Tatis Jr. or Vladimir Guerrero Jr. or Ronald Acuna. You know, not everyone can be those guys. Now, you know, of course, if you're looking, there was a comment I was looking at right now that I wanted to talk about. Just kidding. No, there wasn't. But you talked about the pitching depth and how we're like an injury away from being out of contention since we don't have any depth. That was last year, bro. I know it seemed like we had some depth, but Joe Musgrove went down. And I mean, I'm not going to say the rotation went to hell, but the rotation started to kind of crumble a little bit. And then Michael Wacha went down for a long period of time. And again, we were left without another starter. So that's what, like two starters that we were down. We missed the playoffs by about two games a game. If we get another few starts from Musgrove and Wacha, at least guys that are quality pieces, not guys like Waldron and Rich Hill, don't get me started. Rich Hill, whoever the hell else we got starts from. If we don't get starts from those guys and we get starts from our good guys instead, guys that were well under, if not around a 3 ERA rather than like the 45 ERA that Rich Hill posted with us, I would bet we make the playoffs. And I would also bet we go on a run because the team that was playing in September was not the same team that was playing from May to August. The team that was playing in September was actually freaking hot. They got hot at the right time. However, it was little games that slipped away in the middle of the season, such as a Giants game, a Reds game, et cetera, et cetera, getting swept by the Pirates, et cetera. That ended up costing you your season. So getting starts from those kind of guys, quality guys, that would come from your depth is super, super helpful, right? And then you go to your bench and you're like, dude, last year we had to get starts from Rougui Odor, Nelson Cruz, Matt Carpenter. The list goes on and on. And Austin Nola was playing quality innings for whatever reason for a really long time. Thank God he's gone. And it was all going to hell, right? It was like there was so many things where if you just had a little more depth, sorry, man, I know I'm kind of talking a lot. If you had a little more depth, it would have taken you a long way, right? And then you go to 2022. We didn't have a lot of depth in the lineup. Surprisingly enough, the depth that was in the lineup was actually producing. No more Mazzara for a small amount of time. Azokar had a game-winning hit, and he was producing for a little while. Who else was there? I know there were some more guys. I can't recall off the top of my head. Lots of respect to those
guys. You're talking 22?
Yeah.
Well, you brought up like Alfaro, and I was like, dude, like that was such
Alfaro just,
and Profar, like, dude, it was also just funny because like if you like forget everything else, if you just think of like the vibes of that season, it was like, oh, this is so much fun because it would be the most guy, like, fun.
My God,
dude, because like I remember when I was really small, I was probably like 8 or 9, I would guess. I went to a game and it was like a super, super late extra inning game. I think it went like 14 innings or 16 innings, something insane. And the game ended on like a Nick Hundley home run. And it was like, oh yeah, that's the guy you want to have a hit a home run, you know, like just like your catcher and like stuff like that. And like, I don't know. It just reminds me of that season though. like looking back on times like that, where it's like, it's fun when it's random guys. And last year, all those guys that the Padres had, they weren't good. They weren't good. Exactly. And some of those guys, they spent a lot of money on too.
Yeah.
Like Carpenter.
Yeah. Carpenter. Yeah. Spent a lot of money on Carpenter. And then you even go back to 2022, right? And you see, well, they added depth at the deadline. Very important depth. Brandon Drury, Josh Bell, and Juan Soto. That's nothing to, you know, to short about or to not even talk about. I didn't even discuss that. There was so much more depth added. And then you still had guys like Will Myers who ended up being small contributors. I wouldn't say that they were like crazy contributors, but you ended up just having depth all of your lineup, and it took you so freaking far. You were like, you think about that 2022 season. Bryce Harper went deep. All right, you could have won that game. And then you think about the Manaea and Clevinger game. You could have won that game. Like, dude, if even one of those games gets flipped, you're at home in a two-game series in a game six and a potential game seven, and you might go to the World Series. And that's all because you had so much. Now, in the playoffs, you didn't have a lot of depth because Manaea and Clevinger were butt. But before that, yeah, you had a lot of depth. You know, when you think about the first half of the season, you think about – the Padres pitching staff took them so far. You had one of the top pitching staffs, Musgrove, Darvish, Snell, Gore, Clevinger, Manaea, Martinez, so many guys, right? And then you think about the next half, and it was, well, their lineup kind of took them a little further, especially in the playoffs. It was their lineup that took them far and their bullpen. And then you go to one, and what was the case in 2021? A few of your pitchers went down. You didn't go to the playoffs. You had the biggest collapse in at least franchise history. I don't know if MLB history. You had one of the biggest collapses in MLB history. And like, dude, I thought we went over this, man. I thought this depth thing was super important. I thought we knew that. And then they go and sign Xander Bogaerts. And now you're like, well, looks like we're not going to have depth again. And here we are in 2024. And it's even worse.
Depth is so important. Like, it is so important. Now, here's the thing, dude. I do feel like even though, like, the Padres have struggled, like, I mean, the years that they haven't made the playoffs, the thing that's annoying is, like, they're a team that is, like, built where they're top heavy, where they're, like, built for the playoffs. Like, you remember 2020, the six-game season? Like, they're so set for that. They are not built for the marathon, man. Not even kind of.
Hell no. Dude, if that was a marathon, Lamet was gone. Lamet was gone. We traded for Clevinger. He was gone.
It was like, Paddock at the one, dude. It was Paddock at the one.
Yeah, you were in trouble. Deep trouble.
Yeah. So, all right, this is a good question. Y'all really think Tatis is about to have a monster year? If not, I'm scared, and I'm a big Tatis fan. Dude, I hope he has a monster year. I mean, if you look, and I'll pull him up right now, too. His baseball savant was red last year. Like, he was one of the most, and I know people probably hate this, especially after last year, being like, we're so unlucky. He was one of the most unlucky guys. Yep. Not in the way that they talk about the Padres not clutching up and being crap in, you know, clutch situations, because I don't think that's like, oh, it's bad luck. I think, no, you didn't step up in clutch situations. That means something. That's different, you know? Now, when Tatis comes up and he hits a laser, and he hits it right to a guy, and you're like, well, you got a little unlucky. That one went 110 off the bat, and somehow that went right to the shortstop. You know, it's more stuff like that. And his, like, expected OPS and stuff was where it normally is. Everything was like that. Everything was on, like, his career numbers. He was insane defensively. Dude, I think Tatis is definitely, like, poised to have a breakout year. Also, I think that people – because, you know, he got in the motorcycle accident, he got suspended for PEDs, right? They want to, like, act like it's not like a sports injury thing, so it's not like you had time off. But he didn't play for so long. Like, he didn't play. So that does impact him, too. So coming back this year, I think this is, like, a big time. And I will say, maybe the most positive thing out so far, like, out of, like, the Padres spring training is, like, guys are really poised to flip the script, like to flip the switch from last year. And I think Tatis is probably one of those guys that's definitely up there where it's like, he's got to have a monster season. Like, he's got to kind of reclaim himself as one of the top players in the league. And he absolutely can do that. But I don't know. What do you think? You think a monster year or two? I mean, I definitely hope so, because this team's going to need it really bad.
Yeah. I was going to say our season depends on if him and Manny, I think Manny especially, even more so than Fernando, surprisingly. I think
they need to have bounce back years if the Padres are going to be even an 85 plus win team, right? Because you look at the season last year, your best hitter was Juan Soto. And then you go throughout your lineup, Fernando was under an 800 OPS. Xander was under an 800 OPS for the longest time. Xander was under 750 OPS for a long time. Manny was under an 800 OPS. And like, they still had their home runs, but it just wasn't a productive season where if you see those guys at their career norms, again, I'm going to say it again, you have a playoff team. You for sure have a playoff team if they're at their career norms. You had a platinum glove right fielder last year. The only thing you were missing was, at least at the second half of the season, you were just missing his bat. I mean, everything's in the red right now. And you know what? This is like, if you compare this to 2021 and even 2020, this is not the Fernando that I expect. I expect more so like the 2021 version of Fernando where, holy shit, you get a bunch of great quality at bats. The guy has 40 plus home run potential, right? You look at your lineup. The only guys that I think can slug 25 plus home runs in your lineup right now are Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado. And I think that is it. I don't think any of the other guys can. And maybe Luis Campusano, but he's a catcher. He might not even get enough playing time to be able to do that. But
that'd be awesome, though.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah, for sure. But again,
what about beefed up Cronenworth, bro? That would be.
Apparently, he added 10 pounds of muscle. I would love that, too. I mean, as a first baseman, that's what you should be doing, right? Like, you should be. It was funny. I don't know if you saw that. Mud goes to Jake Cronenworth. So are we going to see like more of the old Jake Cronenworth where you're hitting gappers, or are we going to see last year where you tried putting it over everyone's head? And I was like, damn, like you came in with the good questions today. Like that was savage, bro. It was crazy. It was so funny. But, you know, going back to Fernando, I think he's finishing top five, if not top three in MVP voting. I think we're getting old Fernando back. I think we're, like, realistically, if he puts up another season where his defensive run, dude, yeah, exactly. I remember the Julio one. I remember quite a few where he had home runs robbed. And again, that's the difference between an 83 and an 84 or 85 win season where you're in the playoffs squeaking in. And like, again, I don't think it's as much. I want to say it's a guarantee, honestly. I think he's going to be fantastic. But again, you're getting a guy that's probably going to save 15 plus runs. Defensive run saved, a guy that just won a platinum glove. If you stack the offensive production you got from 2021, or at least close to it, 35 plus home runs, 850 plus OPS. Shit, if you get a 900 OPS with the defense that he played in right field last year, you're getting an MVP. Not only are you getting an MVP, you're getting potentially the greatest Padre season in franchise history. So I don't think I'm... I think we all expect it. I expect it. I have no doubts that Fernando's going to bounce back. So yeah, with that being said, you could definitely see a 7 or 8 war season out of Fernando Tatis Jr. this upcoming year.
Yeah. And I think he's definitely going to be the most exciting part of the season of all that, you know what I mean? So it'll be exciting to see. I didn't realize he had 4 home runs robbed. That's insane. Wow. Yeah, good one here. Cause it seems like Shield has them all bought in and many of these Eagles were put in check. Sorry, Isaac, I muted you. My thing was giving feedback, just so you know. But yeah, I mean, I think this is true too. I mean, it does seem like it is. I mean, I don't know. At least you hope. It's hard to tell. Like it's always hard to tell on the outside looking in. Like so many guys, like I've always noticed this in sports. Like look at like, go to football real quick. Well, look at Manny. I mean, Manny has an ego and stuff, but Manny's also been like a big time leader for the Padres at times. Now he does say some crazy things once in a while, but still, like it seems like guys like ride with him and they like him. And then like Hosmer was looked at like as this leader, and it was like, dude, Hosmer's lazy as shit. What the hell? Like it was very opposite on like how their effort like was put on the field than what everyone thought it would be like, you know. And then like in football. Bro, look at Stephon Diggs. Everyone hates on this dude, Stephon Diggs, for being a diva. And then you actually see what he's saying when he gets mic'd up, and he's like hyping guys up and he's like digging deep with them. And it's like, why do people feel like that's just who he is? Like he's just being himself all the time. But he's like thought of as like a guy, like a bad locker room guy. So I think the outside looking in is always hard to tell either way, whether it's like, oh, this they're so bought in or whatever, they aren't. It is hard to tell, but it does seem like that. So that is a good thing. Campy could hit 25. He was on pace for it last year. That would be pretty sick, dude. I hope Campy has a great year. Hit a nuke the other day. Kim could maybe. What did Kim have last year? I'm muted. Yeah. Oh, now I'm muted again. My bad.
Okay. Yeah. I think he maxes out at 20, if I'm being completely honest. And that's not a bad thing. Please don't harass me for thinking he can only max out at 20. I know he's everyone's favorite player, but I'm trying to be realistic here. I think he maxes out at 20. I think last year he hit 17, 15. I honestly don't know. I wish I knew for you guys, but I don't. Anyway, I mean, the only guy that I think could hit over 20 outside of Fernando and Manny is Xander, if I'm being completely honest. I think he hit 20 last year. Pretty sure he hit 22. So I think Xander's going to bounce back. I really do think Xander's going to bounce back. Other than them, I mean, if you bring in Brandon Belt, maybe you can get another 18, 19, hopefully. Tommy Pham, another 12, 15. I mean, bro, let's look at the positions, right? Campy, you're hoping to get 25. Crone, you're hoping to get 20. Kim, you're hoping to get 20. Xander, you're hoping to get 20, max out 25. Manny, you're hoping to get 30. Profar, you're hoping to get like 5 or 10. Merrill, you're hoping to get like 5 or 10. And Fernando, you're hoping to get like 45. So no, that needs to change. That absolutely needs to change. Because if you look at the freaking Braves, Murphy, you're expecting to get 25. Olsen, you're expecting to get 40. Albies, you're expecting to get another 25. Riley, you're expecting to get 40. Harris, you're expecting to get 25. Acuna, you're expecting to get 40. This can't happen. We got to be able to slug with those teams. If we can't do it, we're screwed. So, you know, going back to that, like, we just need more power, man. I don't know how else to describe it. We need more power. And I feel like, Matt, we've been preaching this for years. Like, power is going to help immensely if you're playing these kind of teams. And it's been kind of, I mean, in 2022, I don't think they were like the most powerful team. I don't think they hit it for a lot of power, but I mean, in the playoffs, dude, they were fucking yakking bombs. Trent Grisham was hitting bombs. Josh Bell hit a few bombs. Manny hit some bombs. Jake hit some bombs. Like, dude, you were getting bombs all over the place. And that's what took you far. Ultimately, the team you lost to was hitting bombs too, bro. They were nuking Alec Bohm, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, dude, they were hitting nukes. And that's the team you ended up losing to. So
that's what the Braves did too.
Yeah, that's what the Braves did. Yeah. So like, and even the Rangers last year, bro, they were hitting nukes. And so you ultimately look at your lineup and you're saying, hey, I think an area we can improve on is DH, and we need some power. And then you're looking at rotation and you're saying, we need a lefty bat, or we need a lefty arm. And you're going into the season again, 15 days away, and it's not looking good.
Yeah. Okay, let me show you something real quick. I think this is interesting for everyone to see, because I think this is, my screen might be all weird. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Zooming in. All right. So this is the Padres projected starters. I like fan graphs. I feel like they
love fan graphs. Yeah.
They just have a good understanding of everything, I feel like. So, and I think this is probably pretty fair. I mean, you got Profar slated in left. You got Azokar in center, but you got Merrill at DH. So it's like, you know, he's there. I don't know about the bench.
I mean, God, it's awful. Probably make
it, but I don't know about Batten and Mitchell. We'll see, right? That's kind of hard. You know, the starters and projection-wise, I mean, the slugging, if we could have these guys over a 400 slugging, that's pretty good. I mean, I don't know if this is enough. Kim's projections aren't that great, to be honest with you. This is like barely over at 700 OPS, like a 710, 720. So they don't really believe in Ha-Sun Kim that much. Cronenworth, a little bit of a bounce back. This is like almost a 750 OPS. That'd be great. I mean, dude, they think Fernando's going to do crazy.
So we have two guys in the lineup projected to hit just over 20.
Yeah, that's all they have.
Oh my God.
I mean, oh, like, gross. Look, like, there are like a decent amount though. Like, you know, Merrill Levin, 16, 15, 18. And then I don't know why they think Higgy's going to hit 12.
Dude, no, I'm thinking the same thing, bro.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, this would be pretty good, like for like the middle tier of the power, right? Like, don't you think?
Yeah, with the bullpen, and if you get another good arm, not a bum.
These are good.
If you get a holy crap, we have three guys in our starting rotation projected to have over a 4 ERA.
That's not that. It's not as bad as you think.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just a little different when you had Blake Snell and.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's always nice to have. If your rotation and your bullpen can be as good as it once was, especially last year, like, and you're getting those type of numbers out of your lineup, yeah, you could be a fifth or a sixth seed, and you can make some noise in the playoffs. But you know, going back to the lineup, I think this is something that absolutely has to get talked about because I don't think a lot of people are going to agree with it. Jake Cronenworth is probably going to bat third. And I know a lot of people think like, hey, him batting third is not a good thing. Especially when he's only projected to have, what, a 739 OPS and 15 home runs. We have no choice. Unless you want to do nothing but righty top four, where a team could just bring in, I don't know, Bruce Dark, Ratterall, Felix Bautista, like some of the top righties in the game to face all your righties in a row, you literally have no choice. And again, I think that's great for Jake. That means Jake is going to face predominantly righties. I think that is fantastic. If you have no other option to bat third, if you have no other option for a lefty to bat in the top four of your lineup, and you put Jake up there, I'm not saying it's great for the Padres, but I think it's great for Jake Cronenworth considering he's going to face a lot of advantageous matchups against righties. So that's in that sense, maybe you can get a good year out of Jake Cronenworth, right? And you go throughout your lineup again, you see so many righties. I mean, the only lefties in your lineup are Jake Cronenworth, Profar hit switch, and then Merrill. And even then, I don't think this is the finished product. I still think I hope the Padres are in on a trade with someone like Duran or Frelick, right? I hope they're in on someone like maybe not Blake Snell. I'd love Blake Snell, don't get me wrong, but like Jordan Montgomery, at least you need arms, man. You need arms and you need a trade for a bat. And I'll feel a whole lot better going into the season, right? And yeah, I mean, it's not a horrible lineup. It's not that
good. You're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
Yourself. We know what the studs and duds does. That's the thing.
Like, I hate the studs and duds, man.
And dude, it's interesting. I mean, Profar's a lefty. Profar's what, gonna hit ninth?
Yeah.
I like him in the ninth spot.
Dude, I'm not even in the one season we had in the last season we had him when he was batting leadoff, bro. Hey, bro. He was kind of nice. So if he could bat ninth, I think that'd be great. Because everyone knows, I mean, if you've been watching for a long time, I consider the ninth hitter the second leadoff.
Yeah, and I feel like that's kind of universal, I feel like. I've always thought that too.
Yeah.
But, dude, you're right about the lefties. I mean, then your other guy's Merrill. And, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So, there you go. I mean, what would your top four be then? Or what would your lineup look like? Like, what are you thinking right now? You want Xander leading off or you want Cam?
I want Xander leading off. I want it to be Xander, Fernando, Jake, Manny. I think Xander, Fernando, Jake, Manny. I think that works. Because apparently Xander, he swears he cannot bat second because he's horrible at batting second. Or else I'd have him batting second. But, it also keep in mind, like, if you put Xander any lower, you're giving him such a high opportunity to ground out into those damn double plays. You need to have him batting leadoff. You can't afford for this dude to end your innings as much as he did last year. He cannot be batting fourth again.
And he can also just kind of like, I mean, whenever anyone talks about Xander Bogaerts, they're like, all right, this dude's like, he's a pure hitter. You know, that's how he is. Like, well, if you're hitting leadoff, you get a little bit more of that. So I feel like that might kind of like, okay, you kind of go back to the roots a little bit. I can get behind that. It's just weird. He's not really fast or going to provide base stealing abilities. But also, like, at the same time, like, do you really want him doing that when Fernando and Manny are going to be up right after him?
Doing what? Sorry, I wasn't
stealing? Like, stealing? Oh. Do you even want a guy stealing? Not
no,
really.
No, no, no. You don't want to risk those outs when you have some of your top hitters coming up next, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's more like... It's more like guys down the lineup, like having speed across the board. Like that's how the Diamondbacks had it. They just had so many dudes that were fast.
Yeah.
Like it was just throughout the entire team. So what do you think? Okay. So what do you think? So you, I like that. So after Manny, do you have him then? Or Campy? Like Campy, right?
I think I'd have Campy. Yeah. I think I'd have Campy batting fifth and then Kim and then Profar. Or maybe not even Profar. Then Merrill. Then whoever the hell you plan on slugging or putting in at DH. Dude, that's the problem. This is such an incomplete roster. You don't even know. We don't even know, like, what's going to happen. This whatever signing or trade that's supposed to happen to fill out this roster, it needs to happen fast. We're not that far. Like, dude, I mean, I doubt anyone's going to be really watching because who the hell is going to wake up at 3 to watch the Dodgers and the Padres?
I'm going to be up.
It'll be 6 for you. It'll be 3 for me. I'm not waking up, bro.
Dude, isn't that the worst idea of all time?
It's so
forget
stupid.
The Padres. It's Shohei Ohtani's debut as a Dodger. They put it on at 3 a.m. What?
I will not be there. I will not be in front of my. I'll be sound asleep, bro. I'm not gonna be there. I will. I wish I could. People work the next day, bro. Like, what are we doing? Anyway. Yeah, no, you're not that far away from the season starting, and you have a very incomplete roster. Like, I'm sorry, but giving up 2 games sounds stupid. You shouldn't be giving up any games. I know it's the start of the season, but you should not be giving up any games. I'm sorry, Extra Crispy. I'm looking at your profile picture, and I see it's 109 degrees somewhere. Dude, we feel you, bro. We know that. We know that pain. I wonder where. Let us know where you're from. I'd love to know because we be getting 120s and stuff from where we're from. It's not cool. It's not cool. It needs to stop. But Padres have work to do, man. AJ Preller has his work cut out for him.
Bro, why does everyone in the chat and us know more about adding a DH first base type than Preller, bro? Because.
No, I know.
Look at me brought in. Dude, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do some research into like what their numbers were, because it has to be so bad, like awful, because they just can't get that shit right. Bogarts and Jake have a comeback season and we're saved. That would help.
For sure.
Profar slowly runs like a duck, dude. Profar has the funniest like running stance
I've
ever
seen. Oh my god, it's so awesome! I love it. I think it's hilarious.
He closes his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This team's purely vibes this year. I don't know if anyone noticed.
That's right. I kind of like that. You're not gonna be good. No, at least I love vibey, right?
Yeah, at least be vibey. Like at least give me something fun. Seems like everyone's in consensus on Bogey leading off.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think that's what you're gonna do?
I don't know, man. I think the smart thing for us to do would be like, and we don't have to make a video for this, but for us to kind of figure it out for whenever we do talk about it, is kind of look at like how Schilt likes to, like when he was with the Cardinals, how does he like to assemble his rosters? Where does he like putting the prototypes like Xander Bogarts, Fernando, Manny? Where does he like putting those kind of guys? Right. I think that's important to kind of you know look at. So yeah, I don't know how, because we knew with Bob Melvin, it was very evident he liked putting his top guys first and second. That's the approach I like to go. Except for Manny, he liked putting Manny third, which Manny's universally wherever he goes, he's a third hitter as he should be. Or in this case, I guess he's gonna bat cleanup. But anyway, like you look at, I kind of just thought of this. What if you do like? Does that make any sense? I was thinking like Xander, Jake, Fernando, Manny. Xander, Jake, Manny, Fernando. Something like that. I don't know how much sense it makes, though. Because then if you have Campusano batting fifth, it's going Manny, Fernando, Campusano, righty, righty, righty. Whereas you can go two lefty, one or two righty, one lefty, two. I don't know. Something like that, right? So, yeah, man. I mean, I'm I'm, you know, going back to the first question brought up at the beginning of the episode, I'm excited for the season, man. I'm super excited. I'm super pumped because I don't expect the Padres to just be this basement dwelling team. I don't expect the Padres to be a third, fourth place team. I still think they got a good top. I think they got a great core. I think they have one of the best cores in baseball. The problem is what's surrounding that core. That shit needs to change. That cannot stay the same. It cannot be what it is right now. Letting the kids play is great, especially if they're guys like Jackson Merrill, but it might get too far and it might end up derailing your season. That's when you're going to start seeing, you know, who's season ticket holders going to get really mad, because the season ticket holders are going to be the ones losing money on tickets they plan on selling. People are going to be mad because if they suck, I'm not going to the games. I don't plan on wasting my days at Petco Park if they're not going to be a good baseball team. I'm sure that's how a lot of you guys feel too, right? And if they suck again, they're not seeing the numbers that we're putting up this year as far as attendance goes. People are going to be mad. People are going to cancel their season ticket memberships. People are going to stop going to the games. People are going to stop being so supportive because what we were promised is not being delivered. So with that being said, yes, I'm excited, but I am very frustrated with not the team itself. I love the players, but I'm very frustrated with the front office, like guys like Kusenda, Grubner, maybe not Preller. I don't know how like what he's has to do with this. Of course, I've been pissed with Preller because of the dilemmas that have gone on with the Padres and what we've heard about micromanaging. But the ownership or whoever's in charge of how much money this team is spending, especially considering we were told that the Juan Soto thing, it was going to get reinvested into the team. It hasn't happened. So I want something different. And the season hasn't started. They got time to prove me wrong, but it's very frustrating.
Yeah, I feel you, man. And I feel like that's the thing that it's just kind of like, there's so many things they could do. Like here, Samuel says up here, trade for Kepler and signed Pham. Dude, that makes your team a whole lot better. Now, I don't really know if Kepler's actually available, because everyone always brings him up like, oh yeah, like, but I don't really know if that's accurate. Like, that's the hard part too. Like, that same thing with like Duran and Frelick. It's like, well, are they? Like, Duran's probably not. He's probably not. So that's what it kind of depends. You're just kind of waiting. That's why it's like, dude, like, just sign Brandon Belt, man. Just do that. It makes your team so much better. You can have Belt just hit only against righties, and you can put him in the fifth spot. And he's going to produce for you, and he can DH, and you don't really have to worry about it. Like,
Fam against lefties and Belt against righties makes too much sense.
Right? Like, and it's not that expensive. It's not that much. I think people are getting a little too excited about Fam. Like,
way Fam too excited. Guys,
Fam isn't good, guys. He's not good. He's okay. He's not good. Like, look at now. You know what's always good with Fam, though, is how good he should have been. We talked about this the other day, but he is the king of having the best baseball savant page and his numbers being like, if he would have lived up to it, he would have posted a 900 OPS last year.
Yeah, for sure. He's the king of pissing off fan bases too, like ours.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy's like, if you bring him in, the vibes are down. The vibes go down, bro. Like, but you have no option. You have no other option. You got no choice.
Yeah. Belt is injury prone. I mean, look, dude, Belt's injury prone and Belt's old. Belt is not like a guy I'm like, let's go. But that's just where we're at in the offseason now, unfortunately. I wanted Jock or someone, dude. I wanted someone that could bring some pop. And now it's like, yeah, Brandon Belt, let's get hyped. But the thing is, even if they sign Brandon Belt, I would be so pumped. I'd be like, fuck yes. Dude, fuck yes, we got a guy.
I just want a name, bro. I'm not asking for much. Just bring me a name. What the hell? Who did we sign recently, bro? What's his name? Brad Miller? What the fuck is that guy? Dude, bring me something, bro. Bring me something. Not that I'd be excited about Brandon Bell, but bro, like, I used to be pumped to get guy like Xander Bogaerts, trading for Clevinger, trading for Soto. Now I got to get excited for Brandon Belt, man. Like, dude, what direction are we going right now?
I'm looking right now. I'm trying to see like a whole list, dude. I'm looking at the actual free agents currently. Because I feel like I don't know if I'm missing anyone. There's not many. What would you do if Will Myers got brought back? Chase would be pumped.
Vibes are high, at least. He crushes lefties. At least he used to.
Yeah, I think Will Myers is done.
He might be washed, yeah.
I think it's over.
I mean, he's been washed for like his whole career outside of a season, but yeah.
Hey, he was really good in 2020. He was MVP caliber player, bro.
No, that was actually kind of crazy.
All right, let's see. Okay, I'm looking at the top. Oh my god, this is ugly. Yeah, bro, remember we were like, yeah, we could bring Gary Sanchez back. Nope. Gone. Nope, that would have been sick, dude. That would have helped this team so much.
Vibes would have been high.
Well, dude, Brandon Belt actually put up decent. He was pretty good last year. Brandon Belt's one of the top first basemen on this list. Votto? Dude, I would be pumped. There you go, another vibe guy.
That's a name, right? Bro. Like, at least it's a name. At least it's not Brad Miller.
Yeah, dude. If you could just bring, like I'm saying, guys, this is not exciting, but it's like, hey, that'd be cool. Let's see who else. Let's see outfielders. I don't care about the other guys. Evan Longoria? Oh, my God. Oh, man. Yeah, Tommy Pham. Eddie Rosario.
Michael Adam Taylor. Duvall. Adam Duvall. Jeez.
Adam Duvall actually wasn't that bad, though, wasn't he?
No, he was good. He was actually, like, he actually deserves to be signed. I don't know what he's doing. Still available. Dude, it's actually kind of crazy, the guys that are still available.
Some of them. Yeah, Duvall actually makes a lot of sense. They just don't have any lefties. That's a problem.
Yep, that's why. Like,
so sign Brandon Belt and the Voller fam and call it a day, man, at least, yeah, right? Yeah.
Yep. Exactly that. So that way you don't have to give too many at-bats to guys that either aren't ready or guys that shouldn't be in your freaking lineup.
Dude, Brad Miller's listed as a DH. I'm on MLB, like the free agents. He's the lowest rated DH.
Yeah, DHs don't hit like 2 home runs in a season, bro. I'm sorry.
Well, he's not really.
And did you see that he might be a bench bat, bro? Don't give.
Hey, to be fair, at least some of these bench bats have been kind of cool. Like Odor was kind of cool, Mazzara kind of cool. Mazzara was Pablo Sandoval, bro. Yeah, and Puig. Let's get Puig in there too. Yeah.
Dude, he said that it was 109 in El Cajon, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, San Diego weather. Wow. Yeah. I was gonna say Eddie Rosario does make some sense.
Really bad fielder though. Really bad.
I know. Well, that's kind of what we're dealing with at this point.
why are you giving flashbacks?
Yep.
I was at that game.
That's another game I'm talking about where like if you don't have these games slip away, like.
Well, let's talk about this. If Hader was not so stubborn and decided to be available at least 2 or 3 days out of the week, or not even out of the week, like in a series, 2 games of a 4-game series, 2 games of a 3-game series, back-to-backs, maybe more in the playoffs. Selfishness like that is what definitely hindered the Padres last year.
All right, final thing that I got, all right? Let's run it back. We signed the 2 old guys this year. How much worse could it be? Give me Brandon Belt, Joey Votto.
This is what we're excited for. This is what will get us off our seats, isn't it?
No. But Joey Votto just for the interviews, right?
Yeah, those are some damn good interviews. Again, vibes.
I feel like people that don't follow baseball, right? Like they don't watch, like they're just like, oh yeah, baseball. Like, you know, I know some guys, I think everyone, like a lot of people like that have just like in the last few years, I think they all think the Padres have been like a really good team.
Oh God.
And adding Joey Votto would just be like another one of those guys to be like, well, they have that guy, Joey Votto. He's super cool.
Wasn't
like,
he good?
Yeah, it's like, well, they had him too. Oh yeah, he's a great announcer now. You know, like he's one of those guys in like 3 years. Yeah. And it's like, how come they didn't win? It's like, huh?
I don't know, bro.
It's like seriously, people look at the names and they're like, oh, these guys have so, you know, that if they're not really following the sport, it's like
especially last year.
Yeah, especially last year. Yeah, I would actually like if they got Dalton Votto, because like at least like if you're gonna play the kids, like have Votto as like a fucking like a coach
would be nice. Yeah.
Like I don't know, Votto's a cool dude, and Bell is actually useful. Votto has not been good in a while, if I remember right. He's been pretty bad. But Bell, it would be great. Bell is the perfect fit to just put him in at DH. Bell and an outfielder, and I feel a lot better about this team. That's for sure. Starting pitching, I know you really want a starter. I don't mind not going after a starter because they have a bunch of names to kind of pick out of a hat. Only because if you need one, like, and you're contending, you can go and trade for someone. That's my thought. Oh, Eric Hosmer.
Don't say that. Yeah, no.
Hey, bro, we owe him money anyways, right? Oh, man.
But I won't go to a game. I wouldn't go to a game.
That'd be rough. Call Tony Gwynn Jr. down from the booth.
Somebody said, find me Brett Wallace. Am I the only one that didn't like Brett Wallace?
Oh, all right. We're calling it.
Calling it. I'm done.
All right, guys. I don't know if we'll have, I don't know what we'll talk about this week. If you have anything, comment, let us know, hit us up on Twitter, all that stuff. But yeah, thanks for hopping on. Really good stream tonight. Had a lot of people. We'll be going. I'm guessing probably live early sometime next week. We'll figure it out. We'll let you guys know like this. We might do the same time. But yeah, thank y'all. See y'all soon. Have a good night.
Buenos nachos.
We need Brandon Belt. And an outfielder, all right? Brandon Belt, Tommy Pham, we all feel a lot better. Or Duvall. But yeah. All right. See y'all soon. Have a good night. Peace.
Or Acuna.